I want to go. Come on.
Hey, as soon as I can get this in you. What's that?
You there. You kid. What are you doing?
Well, we were putting this up, Kepler, sir. This one. It came off, and we were putting it back on.
Is that your car?
Well, no, sir.
What's your name?
Honest, mister, I...
Robbie.
What's going on out there?
Hey, come on back here. Hear me? Get back here.
Quiet, Pat. Quiet, behave.
What's all the noise, Bob?
Oh, every time the Pearsons have visitors, Tramp's got to broadcast it to the whole neighborhood.
Knock it off, will you, Tramp?
Well, what do you know he did? Boy, I'm going to have to speak to Robbie about these books he's reading all the time.
What's wrong now?
Holiday for Blackmail, under his bed. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll get it, never mind.
Confessions of a Shoplifter and Why I Gave It Up under his pillow.
Well, you should see the stack he's got in his closet.
As I turned the corner, so did the footsteps behind me. I knew I was being followed.
Besides, what if the guy tried to follow us or check there? We'd probably run into somebody we know.
Well, wouldn't that be terrible? Are you ashamed of me or something?
Well, it's just that I don't want Vivian to find out that I had a date with you.
Oh, who cares about silly old Vivian Gibson?
Well, I do. After all, I'm going steady with her.
Well, that didn't make much difference to you when you asked me for a date.
You asked me.
What?
Well, practically... Robbie, do you think you could help me some with my algebra tonight? I really would appreciate it. Brother, that's where the trouble started. We could have been put in jail over that darn hubcap.
If you wanted to be a really suave boy, you'd say it was worth it.
We close in 10 minutes.
Those darn mystery stories are doing to you. Now, put your hands down. This isn't loaded, you know. I've been wanting to talk to you about this. Now, look, Rob, everybody enjoys reading a good mystery story once in a while, but yeah, there's so many wonderful things you ought to be reading now. Things like...
But, gee, Dad, I mean, mystery books are so educational.
Well, entertaining, maybe. I'd hardly say educational.
Look, I can learn a lot about life from
them. Like what?
Well, take... You, for instance. Now, suppose you're a guy who's running around with this sharp-looking nightclub singer, and there's this nice girl that you like a lot. You know, she comes from a nice family and all, and you don't want her to find out about this blonde chick. But then pow, you get mixed up in this shady deal, and
so I get nabbed, I've got to serve her a rap, and when the nice girl finds out about it, she gives me the air. Hmm?
Yeah, how did you know?
What about this shadowy figure that keeps tailing me all the time? And where's the friendly private eye who's going to get me out of all this mess?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know.
Look, Robbie, this isn't life. This is just a formula for selling these books you've been reading. Do me a favor, will you? Cut out this mystery cake. Come down to earth. Don't do that, Rob.
If it's for me, I'm in bed.
Rob.
Hello, Douglas's. Hello?
Two composition books, 60 cents. One protractor, 35 cents. Three tablets, 45 cents. That's $1.40. Out of $2.
Hello, Vivian.
Hello, Robbie.
I haven't seen you all day.
I've seen you.
Well, what's the matter?
Is there something the matter? $1.40, 52 dollars. There didn't seem to be anything the matter when I saw you at lunchtime. You seemed perfectly happy standing on the front steps, making googie eyes at Judy Doucette.
Googie eyes? Vivian, just don't think you're getting away with anything, Robbie Douglas, because you're not. But Vivian, I was just...
And don't forget to call me tonight. Don't care. I had to see you.
About what? I got enough trouble on my hands.
What's the matter?
I'm being followed.
What?
I'm being followed.
By whom?
Do you remember that guy who chased us last night?
Yes.
Didn't he have on a trench coat?
I think he did. Yes, I'm sure of it. Why?
Well, this guy that's been following me today, he's got on a trench coat. What's wrong?
There he is.
Where?
He just went behind that lamppost. Look, you can see the trench coat sticking out.
I thought I shook it.
Maybe he's going to blackmail you.
No! What?
What?
Close the door.
What are you up to?
I want to talk to you.
Well, can't you talk with the lights on?
No. Come here, sit down. Come on. I need your help.
What's the problem?
I can't tell you. Not yet, anyway.
Well, how am I supposed to help you, Bean Brain?
All I want you to do is help me catch somebody.
Do what?
Somebody's been following me, and I gotta find out what he's trying to do.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Now, wait a minute, Mike. This is serious. I figure he's gonna blackmail me.
What? Oh, come on.
Mike, look. There he is. Look.
Three people have just been killed and you're hungry.
I'm going to the drugstore, Bub.
In weather like this?
Well, the weather's cleared up a bit, and besides, it's a matter of life and death.
Huh? What's your name?
Nobody ever takes me seriously.
I don't suppose you asked your father.
He's working. I didn't want to disturb him.
Ah.
Oh, me?
No, your twin brother.
Oh, I'm just going out to trap a desperate blackmailer.
Household comedian.
Robbie's name, I listened. Especially since Dad sounded so upset.
What was it all about?
Well, the other night, some teenagers tried to steal the hubcaps off our car.
Hey, Jean, I finished.
Just a second, Chip. And this man saw them and chased them away.
What man?
Never mind. Just keep practicing.
Why don't you take it from the top again, Chip? Try not to rush it so much this time. And remember to keep your wrists up.
Okay.
What was this guy who saw him?
I don't know his name. Just some man out walking his dog. Anyway, he and my father went over to the junior high school yesterday to look at pictures of all the kids. You know those pictures they have on file in the principal's office?
And this man picked out Robbie's picture?
Shh, little pictures.
Oh, he's not paying any attention. I better do something fast.
How's that, Jean?
Better.
Hey, Mike, do you think they'll lock Robbie up just because he stole some clunky old hubcaps? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Vivian.
Hello, Judy. What are you doing here?
I was invited.
Oh, really? By who?
By, none of your business.
I don't know anyone by that name.
Well, what are you doing here?
Robbie Douglas is my steady boyfriend. There isn't anything very strange about me coming to see my steady boyfriend, is there?
In the cellar?
Don't you want to know the truth about Robbie?
Meeting someone in the cellar at the dark. Steve's not home yet. And it's all very peculiar.
Hello? Hello? Dad, this is Vivian Gibson. Hello?
Hi. Dad, this is, Judy Doucette.
Dad, why don't you sit over here? This looks comfortable. Now.
Now what? This isn't comfortable at all. I'm going back
Please,
home.
Dad.
I can't stay here if you...
Oh.
Hello, everybody.
Young man, what is this all about?
You realize... Now, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, and I'll explain the whole thing. I mean, I'll explain what I can.
Did you send me this note?
No, sir, I didn't.
Then who did?
Well, I did.
Who are you?
That's my brother.
Dreamy.
Did you send this one, too?
Yes, but I delivered it. I thought it'd be a good idea to get everyone who was involved in this thing all together. This way we can straighten it out once and for all.
What thing?
It was just getting more and more complicated.
What thing are we involved in?
The hubcap thing. You see, Mr. Pearson, Robbie wasn't really trying to steal your hubcaps the other night. The man who saw him just thought he was. The man in the trench coat.
Mr. Collins.
If that's what his name is. Well, he's been following Robbie ever since.
Who?
The man in the trench coat.
Mr. Collins.
The man in the trench coat.
Stop saying that.
Barry?
Doing? Who is this?
That's what we're trying to find out.
Who are you? Let him get up. Maybe he could tell us better if you two weren't all over him. I don't understand what's going on here at all.
It's all your fault.
Yes, there's something funny about her. She turned out the lights. I saw her do it.
Just trying to keep you from getting caught, stupid.
Well, call me stupid, stupid.
Now, just wait 1 minute, please. Let's talk one at a time. Shall we?
My stupid
please. Why don't we go back to the hubcap?
Why have you been following me? Well, that's my sister. I didn't know you had a brother.
Well, he's always off at military school.
Yeah, from now on, I'm going to stay there.
All right. Now, Vivian, you might as well tell the truth.
I just wanted to find out about Robbie and Judy. So I told Andy to follow him.
Well, if that isn't the most absolutely worst thing I ever heard.
You keep quiet, you boyfriend stealer.
I'd like to go back to the hubcaps.
You do everything your sister tells you?
No.
Only when I make him. I told him if he didn't do it, I'd...
You promised, Vivian.
Well, I don't want Robbie to get in trouble for taking that hubcap. Even if he is a stoop.
What about the hubcap?
Andy was taking it.
Borrowing it!
He was borrowing it for a scavenger hunt, and he almost got caught.
Well, that was Judy and me.
And just what had you been doing with Judy, may I ask?
Stunning. Just stunning.
In the garage.
I was trying to put the hubcap back on when the man in the trench coat...
Let's not get on that again. Robbie, next time you're innocent, don't act so guilty. The next time you want to borrow something from me for a scavenger hunt, please ask first.
I'm sorry, Mr. Pearson.
I'm going home now. I've got a headache.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Forget it. Well, it looks like our work is done.
Clearing up.
Yeah.
Vivian? Well, if you weren't so thick on awful, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, how did I know you're the kind of girl who'd have a guy followed?
Well, when I saw the way you're making gooey eyes at Judy.
I just love a uniform. What was your name again? Andy?
Let's go down to the malt shop. I need something to drink.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Boy, you are so right. I'm going to burn these clunky old books and never read a mystery story as long as I live.
Well, glory be. Here, my holster. Holster. Get them. I don't think we have to burn them, Rob. Why don't we just stack them up over here, and I'll put them in a box and take them to the Veterans Hospital tomorrow.
Okay, just so long as we get rid of them. Boy, Dad, I'm sure glad you straightened me out. I sure appreciate it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with mystery stories themselves, Rob. There's some great ones. It's just that, too much of one thing can be bad for you, that's all.
Yeah. I mean, the guys in these books waste all their time thinking they're being blackmailed and followed and hiding in doorways and... lying to nice girls and acting like a big operator in front of some blonde chick and falling behind in their homework. That is adventure. That's just phony. How about the guy who climbed Mount Everest or crossed the Atlantic in a kayak? That's what I call adventure.
Well, Robbie, if you've learned that much from those 2-bit books, it was worth it. It's good thinking. Real good thinking.
Yeah. How about the guys who sailed from South America clear across to Tahiti on a raft? Didn't cost them a thing. Those balsa trees go right there in the ocean. They just chopped them down and sailed away. Didn't even bring any food. The fish just jumped right up on the deck and they cooked them and ate them.
Real excitement, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, Dad, a Fizzy McNulty and I could get on our bikes and ride down to Mexico City and then from there...
Fizzy McNulty?
Yeah, you know Fizzy, Dad.
Oh, you mean Sylvester, yeah.
Yeah, anyhow, we could ride down to Mexico City and hitch on an ox cart or something and then just go right over to the coast.
Man, wouldn't that be a trip?
Yeah, sure would. Of course, we'd wait till school is out and then we'd sign on a banana boat as cabin boys and work our way down right here to Ecuador.
Go to Ecuador, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a trip, too.
Gee, I better check Fizzy and see if he's found a sleeping bag.
Yeah, a sleeping bag come in handy. Of course, you'd have to work out a few other details like passports and shots. You need shots and very and jungle fields.
Gee, Dad, thanks a lot. I'll call Fizzy and tell him it's okay with you. Dad was afraid he might be a little too young.
Yeah. Rob? Bobby, I didn't...
What's on your side?
This is pronounced homicide.
Oh, yeah.
Will you put that down?
Dad,
Fizzy.
Look, Chip, I don't want you reading those things.
But Dad!
Hey, Dad. Talk to you. He's on the phone. Don't worry about very, very... Oh, stop. Okay.